Welcome back to one last sign-off from the United Astrology Conference in New Orleans. My name is Eric Francis, and I've been hosting these approximately 25 interviews that we've done with participants in the conference on various levels, some of them presenters, some of them, I guess you could say, students. Many of the people attending the conference are clearly, you know, at the presenter level in their work, but of course there's only a limited number of presenter slots, and what we've done with this is basically bring them to the people and bring the conference to the people. That was my intent in doing this, and it seems like that has worked pretty good. So if you've been listening along, thank you. If you have not had a chance to listen, you can just bookmark this page. We will be leaving it in the Planet Waves archives, and also I'll be filling out the little descriptive sections a bit more as the next few days go on, so that they are better searchable in Google. And we may move the entire URL just for the purpose of having better search engine optimization, but of course we'll leave the old one where it is. What else can I say? So let's see. Now, today is Monday, I guess, and I arrived after a crazy circuitous day of flights on Tuesday, and then taught my half-day class on Wednesday morning, and then Donna taught on Thursday afternoon, and things have proceeded very, very quickly since then. It's all been a kind of a blur. I have had enough energy to go out a total of three times in the French Quarter. We are right near the French Quarter here, and a lovely Planet Waves reader who owns a restaurant named Susan bought Genevieve Hathaway and I dinner the other night, last night actually, at her restaurant. So that was nice. It added a little warm touch of home. As for this conference, I think I've said a couple of times that there's something I don't like about the astrology profession, but what I can tell you is that in the course of doing all of these interviews, I have figured out what an incredible incubator astrology is for the artistic, spiritual, and intellectual dimensions of life. I mean, it basically is the perfect liberal arts incubator, because as astrologers, we have to, at one time or another, study just about everything. And we ended today with a bit about two transits of Venus discussion. The one with the psychologist first thing, David, and then with Dael in the second place, and then with a musical astrologer, someone who hears the charts, who has this clairaudient talent for hearing the charts. And so just even in those conversations, we have the integration of astrology with mythology, psychology, music, astronomy. Of course, a long discussion of mythology with the Lilith conversation that we just had with Kelly Hunter. And then many, many other intellectual disciplines. We've spoken with a translator. Let's take just a quick look at the roster of interviews. Let's see, we've talked to three different Vedic practitioners, including our first guest, Ravi Shankar Joshala, James Rogers, a psychiatrist who became an astrologer, Genevieve Hathaway, one of our writers who's been traveling around the Middle East and currently is here, but she's going back to Egypt soon, and on. So my point here is that astrology is like an incubator for the liberal arts. We are a place where people can bring their studies, bring their educational and academic backgrounds, and then morph them into really unique and unusual shapes by the practice of astrology, integrating them with this ancient, age-old system. So I will say that I am really impressed with what I learned and what these folks had to say, and I'm very happy to be able to offer you this this basically library of interviews. And we'll be putting up, I'll restore the page to Planet Waves FM that contains similar interviews as this, as I was kind of developing this craft at about five previous conferences. A couple of NCGR conferences and the previous UAC, and then a BLAST astrology conference from Sedona in 2007. And so go check those back out if you have a chance, or if you're curious. And we could probably do a better job of indexing some of those as well. So in time, we will get to that. I want to thank my Planet Wave subscribers for providing the funding that got me and Sarah Bissonette Adler, our audio technician, out here. This has been an somewhat extravagant undertaking to acquire and learn how to use the equipment that we used in doing these interviews. We basically brought a broadcast quality setup to this conference. In all previous conferences, I had worked on some version of an MP3 recorder, and I decided that I wanted to have the ability to interview multiple guests and to be in a more conducive environment, a more professional environment, and to have very high quality recordings. And I believe we have accomplished that. The final touch, I just wrote to my friend Rob Fraboni, who I've been entertaining with my various audio escapades. This is a complete a person completely obsessed with audio. So if I ever feel like talking gear, I can just write to my friend Rob, a sound engineer. And I said that, well, the final touch on the whole thing was we acquired a piece of gear that allows us to do a monitor mix so that all the guests can have headphones that allow them to actually hear what's going on, and it kind of closes off the environment and gives a nice kind of cocooned feeling while we are working. So there you go, ending on a bit of a gear note. I travel back to New York fairly soon and will be resuming Planet Waves when I do that. Thank you, Amanda, for covering the blog for an entire week, and to Chelsea and Anatoly for holding down other facets of the business while I have been rather indisposed and on the road. Once again, signing off from the United Astrology Conference at 2:58 p.m. on the 28th of May, 2012. My name is Eric Francis. Thanks for listening, and I will catch you on a different day.